Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two for this November 1st, 2022, 10:33 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here, and I am joined by right now by our good friends from the South Oconee YMCA. Want to send a big shout-out to Tri-City Services, setting up the interview for us. We appreciate our friends over there. Welcome in, Matt Zakowski. Matt, good to see you.
Good being here, James, again. Thanks.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good to see you. And we have a new guest with us, John Gutierrez. John, good to meet you.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for being here. We're going to talk to John a little bit more in a bit here. And will certainly be joining us throughout the conversation, because I want to start off, Matt, with the YMCA, Southwood County YMCA's 2022 Turkey Trot. Run, walk, gobble. I love that. That's a good line right there. That's good. That's
very
a selling point. That's nice. Yeah, it's very fitting. Now, certainly, we've talked about this before, but let's talk about it as if the audience has not had a chance to hear about this event before and doesn't know much about it.
Well, James, when you think of holidays, especially Thanksgiving, you think of tradition, things you do with your family. Tradition is a huge thing. So at the YMCA, actually, this event is traditional. Before I began here, which I've been here since 2015, we always did this event at Camp Alexander at NEPCO Lake.
Yeah.
Since I've been here, we kind of changed focus, where the Turkey Trot is done actually right in the city. We meet at Witterfield. I set up the Bridge to Bridge course. The Bridge to Bridge is our race in August, the 5K and 5 mile. And when you think about a Turkey Trot, really every community does that. It's a way for people to get together on Thanksgiving Day morning, do something active before you go on with your day. And we like ours in that it's unique. It's a free event. You don't have to register. I like the fact that it really focuses on our downtown area here in Wisconsin Rapids. So much to be thankful for. That Thanksgiving Day morning, probably the most peaceful morning mm-hmm. of the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the weather can be kind of dicey. We can't control that. But we get out. I set up and I mark both the 5K and 5 mile courses. We start in the parking lot of the Raptors, and I would say a great majority of the people get out and walk. They can bring their pets. And I want to say to everyone out there, it's a non-timed event. Mm-hmm. It's more like a fun run, fun walk. But Jim Newman, who was the legendary Jim Newman,
yes,
brings his clock out. So he sets his cross-country clock at the finish and start line, so it kind of gives that a race feel to it. And the only thing that we ask is, I mentioned, it's a free event, no need to register. You can actually park in the Raptors parking lot.
Mm.
Is that if you could please bring a non-perishable food item for the local food shelter. As you know, hunger in this area and really across the country can never be overlooked. So it really is our act of doing good works, bringing that food item. We give it to the local food shelter. And we'll have cardboard boxes there that we put our items in. And also, I want to thank the good folks from Quick Trip. They'll have coffee, hot chocolate, bagels out there before and after the event. And it starts at 9 a.m.
Hmm.
So everyone is welcome. And it really is probably one of my favorite events.
Yeah.
My favorite days of the year.
There's a couple of things I want to hit on with that. First up, the non-perishable food item. There were some statistics that came out over the past week of hunger in rural areas that is on the rise after COVID, after the pandemic and everything. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on. In our area, it is something that we want to keep an eye on, but it isn't as bad as it could be, thanks to SWEPs and so many of these programs and things like the Y is doing here, where we have events all the time. Hey, bring a non-perishable food item. We just got done having a couple of Halloween events in town where they asked people to do that. Got a great community when it comes to that stuff. let's keep that going and keep that kind of vibe continuing and everything with that. That's fantastic. Now, this event, too, you mentioned that it can be fun. It can be serious. It's all about the person doing it. When it comes to that, like, is there anything, like, say you're a novice and you haven't done a whole lot of running, haven't done a whole lot of this, what would you suggest to people, Matt, as far as, like, getting prepping, getting ready for it? And John, too. I'll ask John this as well.
I would say, first of all, don't celebrate too much the night before, right? I mean, that's Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving traditionally has been a festive night. So, no, in all sincerity, James, to get back to your hunger point, I always think of that ad about these teenage kids playing basketball. Mm. I'm not sure if you've seen that, John and James, but very effective, where one kid is left alone shooting, and it's a kid that doesn't have, faces hunger.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, you made some great points there. But I think for everyone, again, the main thing with the Turkey Trot, family. A lot of families come up. It's not necessarily that you've trained for this, or it'd be helpful if you're a little active, but I would say about 70% of our participants walk. Mm-hmm. And usually walk the 5K. I can't think of a better way to start the day than to do something active, because most people have in their minds, well, Thanksgiving, you eat a lot. You may overindulge in some things, right, if that's what you do. But it is a chance just to get out and move, be with the family, and then start your day what you want to do. So I would say to the listening audience, no need to any specific training.
You don't have to approach it like it's a merit, like you're doing the Ironman competition or something.
Not
like
at all. Dress appropriately.
That is one thing I do want to make sure.
The elements are is one thing. And I will say this, James, too. We've had people that are up there and get after it, that run, that have their, of course, everyone has a GPS watch. And that is great to see that as well. I know I run it with JR. My good friend JR Seaver, we do the 5 mile, you can approach it anywhere you want it.
Yeah. When it comes to what I was getting at a little bit there, John, stretching, certainly not a bad idea, no matter who you are. Even if you are just walking, it's not bad. The walking, running, whatever it is, as far as taking a part of the event, all are good. All of it's going to help the body. All of it's going to be good, especially coming out of Thanksgiving, I imagine.
Absolutely. And I think Matt hit it right in the head. You know, when I think of a turkey trot, think about a good time for the community to come together, family. I know for me, it'd be a good time for me and my boys to get a nice, good exercise in before Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving morning. And, you know, it's just really something that's not very, you know, you don't have to be a very competitive runner to, do this. As Matt said, you can walk, run. Crawl, so very nice. And, you know, I think it's great whenever we can get things like this in the community. We get people together and we can, offer something like this. And it goes a long ways. And it's really for a good cause. And I know that's why, Matt's been doing this race for a while now, along with the Bridge to Bridge. Same course, very nice. And look forward to it.
Yeah. When it comes to the event itself, I want to remind everybody, Matt, that it's a free event. All you got to do is bring your smile, a good personality, good vibes, all that.
Absolutely, James. Thursday, November 24th, Thanksgiving Day morning, 9 a.m., Witterfield at the Raptors parking lot. And really encourage everyone to get out and enjoy it. And the last thing I will say, James, is we had a really probably our strongest turnout last year, because we actually made an effort to do a little more promotion. And the families and folks that I spoke with really appreciate that it's not an event where there's a fee or even a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It kind of reflects the meaning of that day, Thanksgiving.
I remember when I was growing up, we were in South Chicago. We're in a really low neighborhood and all that. We don't have hardly anything. And we're getting ready on, it was Thanksgiving morning. We're getting ready to go to my grandmother and grandfather's house. But we're getting ready early because my mom took us to a soup kitchen a couple blocks over. And we did this on the Christmas before that, too, I remember. And I remember both times thinking, well, shouldn't we be in line? Like, I mean, we're mm-hmm. Shouldn't this be? But it was very important to them that no matter what we had wasn't much, but we had more than they did. And that it was important to her that at a young age we learned how vital that is to, you know, there's always somebody that has it worse. There's always somebody that could use a hand. I can't think of a better time to host this than on Thanksgiving. To be doing this right then in that time. That's what this time of year is about. We love seeing families and friends and family and all those things, but being able to have something like this and show that community spirit, show that to the people out there that are hurting, the knowing that they're not alone, that there are other people out there thinking of them, goes farther than we can even word. It's a non-perishable food item. It seems like such a simple thing. It's a can of corn. It's a this or that. It's so much more than that, and it goes so much farther than that. Not just the item itself and the food and the contents and the nutrition it gives, but them seeing somebody giving that to them, somebody putting into that. Shame is one of the biggest killers when it comes to this subject, when it comes to hunger, when it comes to... Nobody wants to ask for a hand. Nobody likes doing that. When people are just giving it and you don't have to necessarily ask and all that, it builds up a little more self-worth. It helps you get back on your feet a little bit more. All this stuff is so much bigger than really the event really can even encompass. It goes so much farther than I think some people might realize. Want you to be a part of this, have some fun with it, get to see maybe some friends, family, some people you haven't seen in a while, and you get to get out of the house. You know, we'll take every chance we can get to get out of the house as we get closer and closer to Old Man Winter and everything. So, again, the Southland County YMCA 2022 Turkey Trot Run, Walk, Gobble. This is a 5K, 5-mile run, walk going on Thursday, November 24th, 9 a.m. at Winterfield. As you guys both mentioned, if you've run the bridge to bridge before, you know the course. And we'll touch on those items, those details again before we wrap up. Go to break real quick, and we'll come back and we'll talk some more with John and Matt from Southland County YMCA. Thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine. A big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there. We've got John and Matt from the Southland County YMCA joining us. We're just talking about the turkey trot coming up. I want to talk a little bit basketball and youth sports with you, John, if you don't mind. I'm a little sidetracked because as soon as I heard basketball, all I wanted to do was play. I love basketball. It's one of my favorite things to do. Enjoy playing. Love it. But I don't know if I could teach it. I don't know if I could really, like, I think there's a different, you have to be a different animal to be able to do that kind of stuff, and I have such a respect for it. When it comes to doing youth sports, John, like, what is it that got you to want to do this, just first before we get into the details of what you guys do over there?
Well, I would say the biggest thing that, you know, it's something that just came natural. I mean, I enjoy sports. I enjoy being around kids. And anytime you can make a difference in somebody's life, especially children, I think it's very impactful. So I just really enjoy it. You know, every day I wake up and I go to work, I enjoy my job. I enjoy working with kids. I enjoy youth sports. And, you know, very happy. And here at Southwood County YMCA, some of the programs that we're offering right now, basketball classes, mm-hmm. and we got soccer classes. And we're doing 3-week sessions at a time. You can sign up for. So our next session would start November 14th, and it'll last 3 weeks. And some of those classes that we're offering would be our Little Hoopers, which is ages 3 to 6. And then we have Hoopers, which is ages 7 to 12. So got a little bit of everything for all ages for the most part. Another thing that we're offering right now would be our indoor soccer bunnies. And that's ages 3 to 6. And then we have our indoor soccer sharks, which is ages 7 to 12. Both those classes seem to be pretty popular here in the community. Always looking to get more kids involved in the classes. Whether you're a member or non-member, you can join. But, you know, our biggest thing coming up right now as far as league-wise would be our 3rd through 6th grade basketball league. And that starts January 10th. And what our league is... our 3rd through 6th grade league is we get local schools who have teams that come together and play in our Y league. Mm. So, for example, last year we had 30 different teams playing in this league, which this year we're hoping to have maybe 40 to 45 teams. You know, we're looking to grow it. We're looking to get more schools involved. So anybody who wants to play, if your school does not offer a team, if your school doesn't have a team, what you can do is call the YMCA, 715-818-6028. And you can call and register, and you be what we call a free agent, and we will place you on a team. So your child will be able to participate. Even if your school does not have a basketball team, we will get you on a team. And this has been a great league. And like I said, we're trying to grow it. And I know Matt's really familiar with this league, too. Yeah. We're just looking to really grow this league.
It's a lot of fun. There's so much there that's going to be enjoyable for these kids about this. I remember when I was in intramurals out here, when I first moved out here, I went to Washington School, and we didn't have enough kids for a full basketball team, so we combined with Children's Choice. And I met kids that I didn't even know, and to this day, friends that I have from that simple little thing happening. That's really cool, the free agent part of that. I think that's a really unique idea. That's very fun. And just getting kids, you know, one kid not left out, you know, getting them involved in these things.
A little bit more about this league, too, is it's a Tuesday-Thursday night league. So Thursdays, we play at the YMCA for the third and fourth graders. Now, the fifth and sixth graders, we partnered up with Emmanuel Lutheran School, and with Tuesday nights, we play over at Emmanuel. So those nights were really busy, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But, no, it's great, and like I said, I'd like to see more schools, more people participating, and just trying to get the word out there. I know sometimes people don't know that we have this league.
So
this is a great way to get it out there, too.
One of the things that I've noticed with the Y is just that not a lot. It's not so much that people aren't attending, it's that they don't know that something is available.
Correct.
Once they know, they start filling it up and everything. When it comes to just focusing on the youth sports here of this, because, look, we'd all love to see any of these kids grow up to be the next Giannis Antetokounmpo or Katie Ledecky or any of these things. Not every kid is going to have that happen. But one thing that every kid will have is a chance to build some self-worth, to build some confidence in themselves, teamwork, meeting new people, all these things. Imagine you see that in abundance.
Oh, absolutely. You know, with the YMCA, it's not always about competitiveness, right?
Yeah.
It's about life lessons, what you learn. And we're teaching not only these kids the sports, but, you know, our core values.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's very important, whether that's teamwork, honesty, respect, responsibility, caring. It's great. And, you know, that's what we try to focus on. And I think that's what makes us different than maybe your cage clubs or your other leagues, is that, you know, we try to make it fun, but also life lessons. So.
And another thing that's so key about that, what you're saying there, just to piggyback on what you're saying there, John, is the why wants you there. The why finds a way to get you there. If cost is an issue, if things like that are coming up, talk to the why, reach out. They're going to find a way to make it work.
Yep.
They are keeping the lights on. All that's fine. What they're worried about now, what they want to do now, is bring more and more people to the why. So if that is something that holds you back, reach out to anybody over at the Y, and they should be able to hook you up with the right people to help out, to find out about more about that.
That is absolutely correct, yes. And we don't turn down nobody.
Yeah.
So whether what your income is or anything like that, we will definitely make it work and find a way for you to be able to participate and come into the Y.
And when it comes to the youth sports, we understand how busy, especially this time of year, can be. If you're not able to make every match or every game or what have you, that's all right, too, I imagine, John?
Yes. You know, the biggest thing with our youth sports is that everybody plays equal amount of time. It doesn't matter your skill level. You're going to be able to play just as much as the other kids. So that's very important to us, that everybody gets equal time.
When we had our roads a little more blocked up here and everything, I passed through that way, past the Y and the theater and everything, to get to where I was needing to go. And I've been past there at least 3 or 4 times a week, the last couple of weeks. Every time I go past there and there's soccer out there or something else, that sound never gets old. Like, I kind of want to drive that way now anyway, just so I hear that, because there's nothing like hearing kids having fun. It's just a blast, you guys. Well, I can't imagine how much fun you must have, John.
Absolutely.
It's cool. That's
very cool. It's great. And I know we just finished our flag football league outside, and that was out on our sports field.
I think that
might
have been what I saw. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so really nice league. And we got a little sports field right there next to the Y. Not everybody's aware of it, but it's there, and it does get busy on Saturdays depending on what's going on out there, and it's great. So,
is there anything else that you think people should know about the youth sports before looking into it more or signing up for some of these classes, John?
You know, what I will say is that, you know, youth sports, if we just talked about our basketball, soccer program, and our basketball league coming up, is, you know, gymnastics is a big part of youth sports here at the Y, too. And, you know, sometimes it gets forgotten, I would say, just because it's not connected to our main facility. Yeah. We're still over here in Port Edwards that, you know, we have progressive gymnastics starting at ages, you know, two. So we got parent-taught classes, tiny tumblers, rollers, cartwheelers, aerials. We always have a wait list.
Mm-hmm.
We need more coaches. We need more staff. Mm-hmm. Just like a lot of people, we need more staff. But that's something that that's always we're looking to get help.
Yeah, so, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah.
So that's great. You know, our gymnastics program's great, and then we have our team gymnastics, the Turners, and they just started their season off a few weeks ago, and they're competing right now, and we got really good coaches and gymnasts, and it's very good, very good.
That's cool to hear. I'm glad you brought that up. For one, I agree with you. And gymnastics is great, and we don't get to talk about it nearly enough. A lot of those fringe sports are like that, unfortunately. But it's so rewarding, especially when you're really little. My aunt did this. And when she was really little, they had her in gymnastics because she had so much energy and all this, and she ended up doing it late into her late 20s, just really enjoying the sport. Not every kid might not happen to, but every kid can get a lot of energy out of their system doing gymnastics, and every parent likes that. So
yes.
That part alone is good reason. But
great sport, and we got great parents involved in our gymnastics program. So, you know, I encourage anybody who hasn't seen our gymnastics program to check into it. We just launched a new Facebook page, Turner's Southwood County YMCA Turner's Facebook page. Check it out. And we started this new thing, Get to Know Your Gymnasts. We want everybody to know who our gymnasts are. So each week we will be displaying two new gymnasts from our team. So very cool. Check it out. And anybody who wants to participate in gymnastics, please call us and check it out.
Yeah. We'll give you the details of how you can do that in a moment. I did want to wrap up with touching on the details of the Turkey Trot,
sure.
If you don't mind, Matt. Going on Thursday, November 24th.
November 24th, and I just want to say at this time, that is a day of thanks. And, James, we thank WFHR and yourself for all your support in the Y and having this opportunity for us to come on air, speak to the community about what the YMCA does. You've always been so great to the events that I run, so I thank you for that. So the Turkey Trot, as James mentioned, again, Thursday, November 24th, 9 a.m., just come on up, bring a non-perishable food item, and we'll start the day off to a wonderful start.
And will the event be well attended, I did want to mention one other thing. Dogs and strollers are welcome.
Welcome.
I meant to mention that right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do have a lot of pets out there. And as I mentioned, when we first started out, you know, we do a nice job of marking marking the course.
Yeah.
It's almost like there is actually would be a legitimate race
right.
if it was a timed event. So we have the arrows, the cones. We just ask that it is an open course.
Yeah,
there'll be no volunteers in the course, unlike the bridge. So you just gotta be careful.
The Y is always open to taking volunteers, though, for this or other events. Be sure to reach out for that. As John mentioned, coaches, we're always looking for those as well. So whether it's the Turkey Trot, any of these great youth sports, or even just reaching out and volunteering or anything else, we encourage you to do that with our Y. You can find out more information by going to swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Both you guys, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. We'll to have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.